Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Could we be getting a huge title change this Sunday at Payback? We'll talk about it in a moment. Plus, Vince has big plans for Big Keith, and a basketball legend could become All Elite. For Tuesday, August the 25th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Thought it was over? Nah, we just get started. It's Payback time. Best be afraid. I'm a debt collector, any time I get paid. You set it up, now I flip that switch. It's lights out for you, payback, sir. Keep your guard up, quit talking that smack. Cause no one escapes payback. Payback.
Almost straight off the heels of SummerSlam 2020. Let's get another pay-per-view in there, shall we? The WWE Network presenting Payback on Sunday. And as expected, the card is already pretty much shaping up nicely. It had to. It's got like 5 or 6 days to get it done. So last night we found out that a few matches for the Raw side of things, which we'll get to in a bit. But on the SmackDown side of things, we already have our main event. We're going to see for the Universal Championship, Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman versus new champion, The Fiend. Now, according to WrestlingNews.co, we could be looking at a huge title switch here at Payback. The current plan, according to WrestlingNews.co, is for Roman Reigns to become the Universal Champion, taking the belt from The Fiend just a week over from his winning of said belt once again. Quote, Reigns was supposed to win the Universal Championship from Goldberg at Mania. Now the plans for Reigns to take the title from Wyatt. The word going around backstage tonight was that the title change may happen as soon as next Sunday at Payback. This is an unsurprising turn of events. I think what we may see here is just a few examples across the board of WWE just sort of picking up where they left off with certain people as they come back. And I know there were big plans for Roman Reigns to defeat Goldberg at WrestleMania, and this sort of edgier Roman Reigns is what Vince McMahon wanted to bring out this year anyway. And I think he's just going to pick up where he left off. So this is a tough order for The Fiend, for Bray Wyatt. I feel like this undoes even more work with The Fiend character to have him win the belt only to lose it a week later. Like, I would rather him not have had the belt at all. You know, that would have been preferable. But be that as it may, that seems to be, according to Wrestling News, what the plan is for this Sunday. And you know what? There is, away from the fact of Bray Wyatt's transitional title reign, the idea of an edgy Roman Reigns who doesn't cut family-friendly promos and who is there just to beat people up and destroy things. I quite like that. This sort of loose cannon Roman Reigns could be a really interesting character on SmackDown. We will see. So that is going to be the SmackDown main event for Payback. Last night on Raw, we had a couple of other matches set for Payback. We're going to see the women's tag team titles on the line. The Golden Role Models versus Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler. They formed an odd couple, hoping to take the tag belts on Sunday. Apollo Crews will put the US Championship on the line against Bobby Lashley. And Randy Orton will face a newcomer to Monday Night Raw.
Greetings and salutations, Mr. Orton. My name is Keith Lee, and I have come here to offer you this spectacular opportunity, this luxury, this privilege to stop what you're doing, take just one moment and bask in my glory.
We all basked in the glory of Keith Lee on Raw last night. Now, a lot of people already concerned about Keith Lee's call-up because this music's gone. Now, that's a problem. But also, a change of ring attire for Keith Lee as well. But he was in there with Randy Orton, mixing it up with Randy, a match that didn't really get a proper conclusion. So they're going again at Payback. Randy Orton one-on-one with Keith Lee. And you know what? Away from a few of the presentation aspects, I think to be in there with Randy Orton off the bat, it's a good start for Keith Lee. We'll talk more about it on Raw Graded on the Cultaholic YouTube channel a bit later on today. PW Insider have been reporting that Keith Lee is one that Vince McMahon has big plans for. It looks as if Keith is going to be presented, according to PW Insider, as one of the top babyfaces on Raw going forward. Hence why immediately he is mixing it up with Randy Orton. And it might explain a heel turn from tonight's Raw as well that allows some room for Keith to come in. PW Insider were also told that at some point the plan is to turn Keith Lee heel and have him feud with the top babyface over the WWE Championship. Now, those plans look pretty exciting for Keith Lee. The idea of Keith having a run as a heel, I am very intrigued by. There is an element of Keith Lee that you could turn the dial up on that would make him a unique prospect as a heel WWE champion. There really is when you break it down. Now, obviously, we have talked in the past about how Vince McMahon and WWE writers will have a great idea for somebody and they can change their minds on the roll of a die. But for now, I'm not going to stress too much about the changing of the music. I'm not going to stress too much about the other little aspects of presentation. Let's just see where we go. We will break down Monday Night Raw on Raw Graded. It's on the Cultaholic YouTube channel later today. And I am sure my singing tag team partner, Ross Tweddle, will have something to say on Keith Lee's Raw debut on the WTF moments from Monday Night Raw. They are later today on the Cultaholic YouTube channel as well. We've teamed up with Audible to give you a free wrestling audiobook on us. Go to cultaholic.com/audible. Choose the one you like. The Death of WCW by R.D. Reynolds and Brian Alvarez is a deep dive into everything that went wrong with World Championship Wrestling. I actually picked up the book again recently. It was a very wet and slightly hungover Sunday afternoon in my house. So I ended up reading a couple of chapters of that and then remembered the audiobook was a thing. So being a bit gauche, got the audiobook as well. So if you don't fancy reading it, you can have it in your ears as you go about your day. And it's a fascinating story. And I'd love for you to check that out on us and let me know what you think of it. Cultaholic.com/audible. Choose it now. Sign up to Audible to get your free audiobook. You get a 30-day free trial with Audible. If you don't like Audible, it's all right. You can cancel it and it won't cost you a single penny, but you can keep the book. You can always have that, regardless of whether you keep Audible or not. Cultaholic.com/audible. Have a free audiobook on us.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
We've had our first banning from the WWE Thunderdome, it seems. You may have seen at SummerSlam during the Sasha Banks entrance, we had somebody holding up a sign saying Fire Velveteen Dream, which was spotted by the cameras, and very quickly they cut away. So it looks as if the Twitter user Reming Steel has now been banned. Feel like the WWE producers who are running Thunderdome are going to be pretty heavy with the ban hammer. Dave Meltzer noted on Wrestling Observer Radio as well that fans at SummerSlam who were watching through the Thunderdome were being coached when to react on camera. Dave said the basic gist is the Thunderdome is like the WCW Orlando tapings. This is when WCW used to come out at Disney. The Orlando tapings from Disney World from the mid-90s were they would hold up signs that say cheer and boo and all this. And what they would do is there was a fan coordinator on the headset and all the people can hear him and he says, everyone put your thumb down. So if you are in the Thunderdome, you're getting some creative direction on who to cheer for and what and when, it seems. Will we see Pat McAfee in a WWE ring once again? We mentioned this yesterday on the Cultaholic News podcast, and Pat's talked a little bit more about his plans going forward with ESPN. He said, when it came to the match on Saturday, I was only focused on that match. I was only focused on, okay, how do I go in here, put on a hell of a show, a hell of a fight, and get a win? And then we'll worry about everything else after that on Sunday. We'll cross that bridge whenever we get to it. And I've heard the conversation start around me, and there was a lot. And even my mum was asking, are you going to do this again? And I'm like, well, let's worry about that on Sunday. And then I got to Sunday. Obviously, I woke up, neck was sore, back was sore, foot was sore. I got flipped on my head. To be completely honest, I'm not 100% sure what's going to happen. I'm not under contract to do anything else with Mr. H. I assume he and I will talk about this at some point because I heard his comments in the press conference afterwards, which were very nice. McAfee says also that his goal was to put on a performance that showed respect to the business, and he believes that he did that. He said he's watched the match back, seen a few mistakes, but heard lots of positive from the wrestlers and from WWE staff and feels validated by his work and his respect for the business. I think Pat McAfee did great on Saturday. Genuinely, I did. I really do. I shared a picture on Twitter that I'd made of him with the NXT Championship on his shoulder. And I know that's an exaggeration, but I think he did really well. I'm really surprised how people can watch that and not see somebody who is a non-wrestler absolutely grafted and showing a lot of love and respect for the industry. I really loved his work. If Pat comes back again, great. If he doesn't, that is a hell of a turn. Indie promotion Chikara was looking like it was going to be a part of the WWE Network. This comes from the Wrestling Observer newsletter. They reveal that promotions like Evolve, ICW, Progress, and WXW have signed with the WWE Network, and Chikara was going to be one of those companies that signed as well. However, the talks ended over the last month or so, and footage is now not expected on the network. Now, Mike Quackenbush was one of those with allegations against him during the Speaking Out movement. He acknowledged those allegations, and shortly after this, he closed down Chikara and the Wrestle Factory. So, consequently, that kind of puts paid to any idea of Chikara joining up with WWE. Away from the Mike Quackenbush allegations, I'm not going to comment on those. But Chikara as a product, I really miss. A unique, wacky, in its own universe, over-the-top wrestling promotion. I think when the world is very heavy, we need something like that right now. So if there is any beautiful wrestling promoters who are willing to give us a Chikara 2.0 style promotion, I'd love to talk to you about it. Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio was talking about the scrapped hair versus hair match and some of the reasoning as to why it ended up being canned. Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose were meant to fight for hair on Sunday. It ended up being a loser leaves WWE match. And this actually comes down to the recent events in the life of Sonya Deville, in which a stalker fan was arrested for aggravated harassment and attempted abduction. So the lawsuit for that continues. And Meltzer says the reason why they switched the stipulation from the hair versus hair to the loser leaves town was because her lawyer basically said that with this thing going on, it's probably not a good idea to cut your hair and get your head shaved for court. So they did an impromptu loser leaves town. Maybe because of the case, she's going to take some time off. I know there's other projects that she's looking at doing as well, but obviously she's going to be back at some point. Staying with SummerSlam, the original main event for SummerSlam, according to PW Insider, wasn't meant to be Braun versus The Fiend. In fact, it was supposed to be Randy Orton and Drew McIntyre closing out some Sunday's pay-per-view. However, that change was made, according to PWInsider.com, very late in the day, taking into account the return of Roman Reigns. The idea, I think, that they wanted the return of Roman to be the final visual of the night on the pay-per-view. Now, I feel like Drew and Randy was a better match in ring, but I guess in terms of a more impactful angle to end the show on, maybe that makes sense. Also, Dave reported on Wrestling Observer Radio about new details regarding Austin Theory's absence. He says there's an allegation against him, and then he disappeared. It is not an injury or anything like that. Is that why WWE may go and say he had a car accident? I think Seth Rollins has said he used a term like personal reason and he'll be back. So I presume that it's a Patrick Clark, Velveteen Dream type of story. So according to Meltzer, allegations still stand against Austin Theory. And whilst they are investigating them, they are keeping him away from TV. In the card for this Friday's New Japan Strong, we have a Ring of Honor regular making an appearance for New Japan of America. PJ Black is going to be facing Chase Owens. We're also getting an 8-man tag that will feature TJP, ACH, Clark Connors and Carl Fredericks facing Mysterioso, Bennett Brown, Adrian Quest and Blake Christian. Those were two big debuts actually last month, Christian and Quest. They impressed a lot of people. It's good to see them on the show here as well. But also, this Friday, we'll start the Road to Fighting Spirit Tour. You can check out the preview on New Japan Pro Wrestling's website. It says that Fighting Spirit Unleashed is going to be a 2-night event in September, and we are building towards that now. Also, we're going to see Danny Limelight, who made his debut during the Lions Break Collision shows, facing Jordan Clearwater in singles action. You know what? New Japan Strong? Some decent wrestling going down on a Friday from then. Do not sleep on New Japan of America. During the latest episode of ROH Week by Week, we had a few more names announced for the ROH Pure Championship Tournament. We add Rust Taylor, Kenny King, and Dalton Castle to the lineup. They join Jay Lethal, Jonathan Gresham, Matt Sydal, David Finlay, Tracy Williams, Josh Woods, Wheeler Yuta, Tony Deppen, PJ Black, and Rocky Romero. We are up to 13 competitors. Just a couple more intriguing gaps to fill. Thunder Rosa is on AEW tomorrow night, facing Hikaru Shida for the AEW Women's Championship. Meltzer on the Wrestling Observer says Tony Khan had the idea of Shida versus Thunder Rosa for whatever reason, and he talked to Billy Corgan. Billy Corgan was fine with it. That is probably why they acknowledged that she's the NWA Women's World Champion. Now, up to this point, we have no major details of a working relationship between AEW and NWA. We don't know if this is the start of a long-term partnership or if it is a one-off. It certainly feels like we are moving in a direction where AEW could do some casual work alongside the NWA. As we said yesterday on the podcast, guys like Eddie Kingston and Ricky Starks, who have been part of NWA, are now part of AEW. Seeing Thunder Rosa with the NWA Women's Championship was a great image as well. I'd love it if we saw these two companies working together. How about Shaquille O'Neal in AEW then? Shaq is re-signing with Warner Media. And with this new signing, Shaq is going to be doing more stuff with Turner Sports. This opens the door for possible work with All Elite Wrestling. The Athletic reported on this. And they said the story about his new contract said the possibility is, quote, in the embryonic stage at best. However, in the reports, Shaquille O'Neal had a message for Cody Rhodes. He said, I'd love to fight Cody. Write it, print it, text it to him, call AEW up and tell them. Now, if you watched Dynamite, you'll know that Cody's probably not in the best way right now, kayfabe-wise. So, might not be happening immediately, but Shaq in AEW? 2020 is a hell of a drug, isn't it? Cultaholic.com right now. Check out five times WWE changed the format of its most well-known shows. Intriguing list, this one. And throughout it, you will discover a lot about classic wrestling shows as well. Justin Henry, the head pen of Cultaholic, my tag team partner for the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review, has done a proper deep dive into this. You can read that right now at cultaholic.com. Plus, on the Cultaholic YouTube channel, if you haven't seen it yet, the WTF moments from SummerSlam 2020, presented by Ross. The SummerSlam grades as well. With myself, we've graded Raw. That'll be along a bit later today as well, along with Raw's WTF moments as well. And on the Cultaholic podcast feed, a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown Review, as Matthew, Greg, and I watch every single episode of SmackDown from the very beginning. And we are on the go-home show for Backlash 2000. The return of Steve Austin and the destruction of the DX Express. Spoilers. That's on the Cultaholic podcast feed a little later on today. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.